on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Good morning, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So we are spinning the hits on AM radio this morning. It is that was Taylor Swift and her Grammy-nominated song, Blank Space. And we'll sample some of the other best song nominees as well. Now, music's biggest night, the Grammys, airs tonight at 7 on CBS. It's a night full of competition, but more importantly, great music and live entertainment. And joining us tonight to highlight the nominees, the top choices for tonight's awards, and the performers ready to hit the stage are the hosts of Sound Sessions on our digital content incubator, WGN+. And that is former Dave Plyer Show producers, Mike Heideman, yes, and Kevin Richter live in studio. Welcome back to Overnights, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Did you miss getting up this time of night and keeping your eyelids open till 6 a.m.?
I miss you.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
It was for me as well, Dave.
That's fair.
It was
that's
worth the lack of sleep.
All right, see, I like that. So, you know, the Grammys have been around like since the late 50s, which is amazing to me because you think about this, music has been around far longer than the movies, far longer than television, and they just started recognizing people in 1958.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little goofy. You would think that it would have started
much earlier, yeah. So I guess, you know, it started on the Hollywood Walk of Fame because, you know, you'd have that little recording symbol,
right,
for people that were honored in the music industry, but they decided at some point, you know what, we need to have our own awards, and they were looking for a name, and I love this, they were going to call it the Eddie.
I love that too, yeah, for Edison, is that correct?
Thomas Edison, yeah. So Eddie doesn't sound, I mean Oscar, I guess it would have been Oscar and Eddie.
Yeah.
You know, for the movie. So I kind of get the first name.
It was probably really hip back in that day. Like, you wouldn't have been such a ubiquitous.
Hey, yo, Eddie, I got a question for you. Like that? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, oh, I'm so glad to get this Eddie.
But Thomas Edison. Okay. And then this one. Okay. Using the gramophone, which I like, by Emil Berliner. Okay, so this is the creator of the gramophone, and that's why they decided to call it the Grammys. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And then the award itself is a little gramophone.
Yep.
You know? So
it
fits.
Quite an honor. All right, so who were the first performers? You think about 1958. Rock and roll was in full swing, but who were the big winners?
Well, the big winners were acts such as Count Basie, Domenico, Modugno?
Okay.
Henry,
sure,
Mancini, Ella Fitzgerald, Ross Bagdasarian.
So no rock and roll. They still weren't willing to accept.
Not at all.
We were talking last weekend about the Super Bowl halftime show, and it was really it was the 90s when there was some pop acts in there. And I was looking at some of the music performances even in the 70s and 80s, and they had like George Burns as a performer and Mickey Rooney. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the best. And some marching bands. That's what they had. So I guess the music industry is a little bit behind, or was a little bit behind for decades on really, you know,
taking that this year.
Honoring.
No shots fired. But.
And then 1958 album of the year was the music from Peter Gunn. Do you know that one?
You know, I haven't listened to it in a few years.
Yeah.
It's on my iPod.
It's on my list.
All right, I'm going to play a little of that while we're talking here. All right. All right, so we've got the list of this year's nominees. And this is something I always got confused between the Song of the Year and the Record of the Year, because it does sound like the same thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're each given to two different people, right?
Yeah. So Song of the Year will go to the composers of the song, and then Record of the Year is the one that will go to the artist.
And I'm assuming sometimes the artist is the composer, so that's why you see some of these people up there as
exactly.
well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Song of the Year, and we're going to play some of these Song and Records of the Year throughout the segment here, but Kendrick Lamar, All Right.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, he's actually a really heavy hitter in this year's Grammys. He actually has the chance to win if he picks up Song of the Year, the first rapper of all time. to
really?
Pick up a rap.
After all this time?
After all this time.
And at a time where the Lifetime Achievement's going to run DMC.
Yeah, no,
this is the first time that a rapper could win that. Taylor Swift, Blank Space. Now, you two are young single guys, almost not to be single over here with Kevin. Congrats to you.
Thank you.
But Taylor seems like she could be some trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
a little pun
you know.
There almost. But yeah, she just like Kendrick, she's all over the place on this list too. You know, she got the song Blank Space, and that's everywhere right now. And I mean, she has not really escaped the public eye at all this past year.
It's really hard to deny the fact that she's had the best year of her career in 2015. So she's going to be an immense heavy hitter this year.
And obviously both of them performing tonight as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's Little Big Town, Girl Crush. What do we know about Little Big Town?
Well, I know Kevin loves this song. I heard him singing it earlier today. So.
Is that so?
It's my shower favorite.
All right. Girl Crush. Okay.
It's kind of like a kind of country pop song
that
we're listening to. So, yeah, well, they have a chance as well.
So Wiz Khalifa with Charlie Puth. See you again?
Yeah, and he's, you know, most, not famously, but recently in the news with his tiff with Kanye West.
Yes. Terrible fight.
But, yeah, I mean, same with that song. It's been everywhere. So, I mean, you know, a lot of strong contenders on this list here.
Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
You know what? I don't want to call it a guilty pleasure. I really like this song, and he's a very talented musician. Great song.
It's a little low-key, I mean, compared to some of the other stuff that you're hearing, but
very
a little
low-key.
Yeah.
He's great, but he's also an acoustic guitar player, which it's kind of interesting to see that a guy with a guitar can, you know, win the Song of the Year. A lot of weddings are using this song, so maybe
Is that right?
A little bit of
now. I've heard the original song, and I just heard last night. I went onto YouTube, and he does an acoustic version of this. Speaking of which, with his guitar as well, mm-hmm. and that actually sounds better to me than even the song itself.
I think it's meant to be one at its core. It just has that feel to it, you know.
Yeah, could be record of the year. Okay, so Ed Sheeran again, Thinking Out Loud, Taylor Swift. Blank Space, The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face, which was a big summer song, I would say, of 2015.
Song,
kind of a little bit of an anthem there.
Sure.
Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, which we saw at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yep.
So 115 million of you are familiar with
mm-hmm.
that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the one that I played that I don't dig at all, and I don't even know who these people are. It's D'Angelo and the Vanguard really love.
You know D'Angelo from about, what, like 10 years ago?
Exactly.
He had that video, the music video, where he was shirtless, very toned, and it's just him singing. It's a soulful.
I'm sure I remember that, but okay.
But
okay.
The last few years of when MTV really started showing music videos, it was right at the tail end of that. So he was
really
very big.
So it's
at
a while
time.
Ago.
Yeah,
it's a while
and
ago.
There was a lot of hype about this album coming out. Same with me or with you. I didn't really love it, but you know, I do say I think my favorite here is Uptown Funk. Spent 14 weeks at number one.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's
wow.
hard to think that song came out this past year too. I feel like I've been listening.
Like
yeah,
it's been around
10
for
years.
A while.
I know,
just
yeah.
because it's a fun kind of feel good, and it's been probably played to death as well.
Exactly.
Right. Best new artist. What do we got here for the list?
Okay, so we're looking at Courtney Barnett, James Bay, whose name I've been hearing a bunch lately, Sam Hunt, Tori Kelly, and All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor.
Okay. All right. Where do you think this is going to go? Now, I see that Meghan Trainor is, you know, it always seems to go to someone who's a little more poppy. So with Song of the Year and Record of the Year, let's start with Song of the Year. Who do you think is going to win?
Personally, I think Taylor Swift's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's no
Grammys
question.
Love Taylor.
Biggest year. You can already see the photos of her with all those Grammys
clutched
in her arms.
And they just added her. Like, she wasn't one of the performers. And they just, like, kind of, I think that was probably well planned, but they kind of snuck her in on that. Record of the Year, you know, Kevin, you said Uptown Funk. You really liked that one. How about you, Michael?
Again, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Because
she's sweeping.
That has been sweeping. I know that it's been a huge hit. I mean, you cannot deny the Swift power.
Okay. Not with the boys so much, but okay. All right. Okay. Best traditional pop vocal album. Let's talk about a completely different category here. You got Tony Bennett, mm-hmm. The Silver Lining Songs of Jerome Kern, Bob Dylan, Josh Groban. Not a big Josh Groban fan. Seth MacFarlane, No One Ever Tells You.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about it, but that's a fun category for him. That's crazy. I wouldn't expect him to be even on it.
And Barry Manilow. And I don't know. I kind of see that heading to Tony Bennett because he won a Grammy last year. Or Bob Dylan, because we haven't seen Bob Dylan up there in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that might just be a little bit of a ploy
to
get him to show up.
What's funny to me about that, it's almost ironic, is, you know, best traditional pop vocal album. He doesn't really have your traditional vocal sound. You know what I mean?
Well, it's true. So there's a best pop vocal album. So I guess traditional is more, what did we used to call that back then? It was actually called adult contemporary, but that's now really referred to.
Almost old standards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Best pop vocal album, Kelly Clarkson, Piece by Piece. Florence and the Machine, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. Mark Ronson, Uptown Special. Taylor Swift, 1989. James Taylor, another name you haven't seen on there for a while. Where do you think this is going to go?
I think it just lends itself to Taylor again. It's like this is the category that was made for her.
Okay, I think Mark Ronson might have a little bit of run for the money.
Sure.
That's true because, I mean, as big as that Uptown Funk was, I mean, the album was very solid, solidifying Mark Ronson as an artist from a guy that I have never heard of to a guy that I heard about every single day.
Yeah.
So I think that he would be good as well.
Best rap album, I'll skip over to that. J. Cole, 2014, Forest Hills Drive, Dr. Dre, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj. Is this a Kendrick Lamar just because he's all over the place?
I think it's going to
go to
Kendrick.
To Pimp a Butterfly. Have you ever done that, by the way?
I've not done it yet. Okay. I'm not doing this. No, okay. I will say the album, you know, a lot of hype about it, and it's a very good album. I don't find it like an easy album to sit down and listen to like I would with a Dr. Dre's Compton or a Drake. If you're reading this, it's too late. But just with all the buzz that's been around it, I think he takes it, Kendrick.
All right, we're going to play this segment out with Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. You guys both like this song. We'll take a listen to this, and we'll be right back with Michael Heidemann, Kevin Richter from Sound Sessions previewing the Grammys next on 720 WGN.
Take me into your loving heart.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Michael Heidemann and Kevin Richter from WGN Plus's Sound Sessions podcast. You can catch that at WGNplus.com or through a link at WGNradio.com. And that was Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk, one of the big Grammy songs of the year. Guys, there's it's so much fun, obviously, to watch these guys win the awards. But, I mean, this is really a performance show. And the ratings of the show have been higher and higher over the last few years. Because you think about DVRing and so forth. You want to watch a live program like the Super Bowl and stuff because it's exciting, it's fun, and the Grammys are always a little bit unexpected.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to Travis Barker and the Hollywood Vampires. Kind of an odd mashup of performers.
Definitely.
You got Alice Cooper, Travis Barker, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Because I know he played in a band, in several bands, actually. But it's interesting that he made him a part of this whole thing. Have you listened to some of the music?
I've tried. There's not a lot out there right now. But I found a little, and it's rock and roll.
But seeing these people on stage is obviously a very big deal.
It's going to be huge. And speaking upon that, as far as live performances go, this is going to be the first year ever that they're going to have a live music video shot in at the Grammys. Gwen Stefani is actually going to be playing her new song, Make Me Like You, and they're going to be filming it during
a commercial break. That's during a commercial break.
It's 2016, Dave. It's getting pretty high level.
So are you able to watch this? I'm sure maybe on Grammys.com or something or CBS.com to watch some of this behind the scenes.
Some Periscope action going on too at the Grammys.
I'm sure that it's going to be a Snapchat heaven right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well.
And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't have a David Bowie tribute. I mean, there's a lot of people that pass us here in the music business, including lead singer of Earth, Wind & Fire most recently. But Lady Gaga is going to do this David Bowie tribute, and she's hot, man. And the fact that she did this national anthem just last week at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. very, I mean, there was not a flub. There was not.
No.
She sounded
impeccable.
Impeccable. Right.
Truly, truly. And I think she's, you know, this Bowie tribute has potentially be very strong. I'm really looking forward to checking that out.
It's great to see, like, a true artist. Like, hate or love Lady Gaga, she
sure.
is, like, out there to be out there. And I think that David Bowie would really appreciate the fact that somebody like her is giving her this, this award.
Yes. It makes sense.
So Rihanna's going to be there. Justin Bieber. I'm surprised he wasn't nominated for anything.
I wonder if he's almost too late in the year.
Was he?
Perhaps.
When he did the release.
Speculating.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that could be why.
Okay. Bonnie Raitt, so classic. Gary Clark Jr., Pitbull, Robin Thicke, Travis Barker, Adele.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah. The Broadway cast of Hamilton, Sam Hunt, Tori Kelly, Lady Gaga, as we said, Little Big Town, Carrie Underwood, The Weeknd. I mean, this is really what this night is all about, is like watching a live concert in your living room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you never know what's going to happen, like you mentioned earlier.
Lifetime Achievement Award is going to Run DMC. Now, that would be rap I grew up with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is a guy, you know, this is Daryl DMC McDaniels, Joseph Reverend Run, Simmons, the late Jason Jam Master Jay. Pretty cool thing. And there's other people being honored as well. Latin legend Celia Cruz, a popular funk band, Earth, Wind, and Fire with, you know, original founder Maurice White that just passed away February 4th. Yep. And then Herbie Hancock, Jefferson Airplane.
Wow.
I think that's pretty cool. And Linda Ronstadt. So it's kind of a bevy of people.
Absolutely.
Michael, you've got some Grammy trivia you're going to throw our way. And if you want to jump into the conversation, 312-981-7200. Michael, what do you got here for us?
I do, guys. I hope you are prepared and holding on to your hats as this Grammy trivia comes your way.
I grew up in the music industry, and I forget a lot, so let's see what happens.
All right, let me shoot you with the first one real quick. Mm-hmm. This is easy. I'm going to give you a slow ball. I want to ask, who has won the most Grammys?
Oh. Would it be Michael Jackson?
That's a good guess. Who's on the most? I can't top that guess.
Backstreet Boys?
No.
That was it's close. Believe it or not, Mr. Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Stevie Wonder. Sure. Okay, how many did he win?
His record stands at 22 awards, and singer Alison Krauss has won a total of 26 Grammy Awards, making her the most female solo artist of all time.
Wow.
In the ceremony.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here comes the second one. Who is the oldest Grammy winner ever? And I'm going to give you three choices. I'll make it too hard
for you. Okay, do that.
We've got A, Tony Bennett, B, Quincy Jones, or C, George Burns?
Wow, Quincy Jones, George Burns, or who was the other one? Oldest?
Tony Bennett.
The oldest, I'm going to say probably George Burns. Comedy album. That's what I'm thinking.
Right on the nose from the
look
start.
At that.
Hey,
George
look at that.
Burns. Look at that. A classic. All right. Give me one more.
All right. We got one more for you. This one's right up your alley because I know you guys are both rockers. So which legendary British act was the first group, not solo performer or chorus, to win Best New Artist? We've got three choices here.
The British group.
We've got A, the Rolling Stones, B, Led Zeppelin, or C, the Beatles.
Newest group.
I'm going to go wild card here and go Rolling Stones.
I'm going to go Zeppelin.
I'm sorry. You were both wrong. It was
God, it was the most
Beatles.
Common one.
Well,
how do we not know that?
I know, exactly.
All right. So what's the latest with Sound Sessions on WGN Plus? What are some of the cool artists you've been talking to these days?
Oh, let's see. We've been all over the map. What I'm most excited about, not even an artist necessarily, we're coming up on our 1 year, actually.
And wow.
Right.
I can't really speak to anything specific yet, but we have some big plans in the works.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be revealing some information later on.
Exactly. And we've been having a lot of great artists come through. A lot more live people have been coming into the studio.
Oh, that's cool.
And joining us here for a lot of, like, so we have a lot of performances that go on with our albums.
I saw a lot of stuff over the summer when there was concerts, outdoor concerts.
Was,
you grabbed a lot of people in there too
and went
to the concerts and talked backstage to some of these folks.
Yes, we had a great, great turnout for Riot Fest this past year. We got to speak to someone like Andrew WK.
Andrew was just a lot of fun. He's
one of our idols. Yeah. So so it was fantastic.
Most recently, let's see, we had Victor Wooten in here not too long ago doing a live bass performance in and me being a bass player, that was just like mind blowing for me.
Yeah, we had Dan Adriano from Chicago's own Alkaline Trio join us the other day. It's really cool, you know, to see these artists, the way that they come in, and you have all these speculations about them and how they totally change your mind the minute you meet them. It's great to like delve into that musician's mind. So we really enjoy all the things that we're doing over at Sound Sessions.
Very cool. And if you don't know about any of these bands, it's a great way to discover some of these bands and who they are and listen to some of their music as well.
Absolutely.
Cool stuff. Well, you can find Mike and Kevin and Sound Sessions on WGNplus.com or through a link at WGNradio.com. And the Grammys air tonight at 7 Central on CBS. Guys, always a pleasure.
Dave, thank you so much. Can't thank you enough.
All right. 720 WGN.
I can feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it.